Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, Babu al-Raja'i, the chapter on hope. And we explained that al-Imanu bayna al-Khawfi wal-Raja', that Iman is between hope and fear. So we did the various ahadith on fear, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for a person that disobeys him. Now we're doing the chapter on hope, the various ayat, the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got this balance, then you'll find that he is on the correct path, he's on the straight path, he's on the moderate path. Otherwise a person will go to one extreme or go to another extreme. If he's only worried about the fear, or he's only fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's got extreme fear, he'll go into a depression. And if he's such that he doesn't have any fear, he only got hope all the time, hope, then this person will go into another extreme. He'll do all the gunas in the world and he'll say, no, I've got hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you find a person that has got fear, I mustn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's got hope in the mercy of Allah, that this person will go into a middle path. So on one side he'll stay away from gunas, and on the other side he'll have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be a means and a source of inspiration for him to continue doing good a'mal, good actions, with the hope that one day he will see the results of these good actions, and ultimately he will see, meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and meet Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه وأن الجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل متفق عليه. This hadith creates so much of hope. Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and he is one and has no partner. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. And really this is what it means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is his servant and messenger. Abduhu wa rasuluh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the servant of Allah and his messenger, and his sword which he cast into, and his word which he cast into Maryam alayhi salam, and his spirit from him, and the paradise and Jahannam. In other words, he's believing in all these things. He's got the tenets of faith. He's believing in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, what qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. He's believing in Jannat, he's believing in Jahannam. So he's saying that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that he believes that paradise, that Jannat and Jahannam are true. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he's got his imaniyat all correct. Believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not ascribing any partners, believing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's got all his beliefs right. He's believing in Jannat, he's believing in Jahannam. Now what is the virtue of this correct aqidah, correct belief? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala shall enter him into Jannah no matter what his deeds may be. No matter what actions this person did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. Ultimately a person's iman is right. Person has got gunas, person has got sins. He will go into Jahannam for some time for purification, for cleansing of the gunas. Ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter this person into Jannah. That shows the power of iman. Such a great thing. Such a powerful thing, this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, together with the correct beliefs, is such a powerful thing that irrespective of how much gunas a man made, how much of gunas he may have made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still put him into Jannat. This is the mercy and clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person believed in me, doesn't matter how much of guna, I'll still put him. Now look how much hope it creates, that the person can be the biggest gunagar, can be the biggest sinner, but he still has got hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain about this one part of this hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the servant of Allah ta'ala and his messenger, and his word which Allah ta'ala had cast into Maryam alayhi salam, and his spirit from him. So what is meant by this? Actually it's coming from this ayat of the Quran, Al-Qaha ila Maryam wa ruhum min. What is meant by this? So one explanation that is given, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Because he was born by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no father. No father. He was given the direct command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other people, in other creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the medium of a mother and father. Here he was created directly by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is meant by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other explanation is why he's called, or the spirit, why he's referred to as the spirit of Allah. Either because his soul was blown into him miraculously, or because he would give life to the physical, physically and spiritually dead by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that were completely dead physically and spiritually, Allah ta'ala had given him that power that he would blow life into them. This was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that he was Allah wa na'uzu billah, like how the Christians say, but Allah ta'ala had given him this power. So this is why he was known as Ruhum Min. The power from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from his own side. That is very important. This min, after this word ruh, means minhu, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't something that he did on his own. The person just understands that, is enough to for him to understand that it's impossible for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to have been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, he was the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created because of the word of Allah ta'ala, the order, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him whatever power he had of giving other people life and curing them from the spiritual maladies also, and physically those that were dead. This was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from his own side. That is the beauty of the belief of Islam, that we are so balanced in our view and in our understanding. Person, you ask a person that does God need to eat? So they tell you, no, he doesn't need to eat. Does he need to drink? They say, no, he doesn't need to drink. And why was it necessary for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to eat, to drink? Why was all these things necessary? Then automatically they will have no word. So the only thing they will do is they'll try and conjecture some type of understanding that no, he was one of three. He was one of three, so Trinity. And then you ask them how to explain it. How can one be equal to three and three be equal to one? And then the final answer that would be given is that these are things we believe that we don't even understand. So the beauty of Islam is so beautiful. Yes, we believe that Allah Ta'ala had given him the power. So he did what he did, but from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person believes it with this iman, then he doesn't need to believe one is three or three is one. He believes there is one Allah. And what powers Allah ta'ala had given various anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, various people, this was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It still left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one. So a person's imaniyat, a person's belief is not corrupted. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The message of this hadith was that there is hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in the mercy, irrespective of how many gunas we may have committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there for us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.